Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Everybody, welcome back. We took yesterday off. It was glorious. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. I ate a whole bag of Choco Raisins. That's really my whole
vacation.
Great. It was so great. And now my stomach hurts. But guess what? That doesn't matter because today is Below Deck Down Under Day. Very excited. Season's almost over. But we're more excited because we are going to New York in a couple of days to do our cabaret. We're so excited. It's our musical debut in New York City. We will be there June 3rd and June 5th for Forbidden Housewives at Green Room 42. Those shows are sold out. There will be three shows. They're sold out, but there are live streaming tickets. You can buy the live stream tickets. There's going to be a big chat room in there. It's going to be a big party. It should be fun. You can buy those up to the show date, up to the show time. After that, they won't be sold anymore, so you can't buy them after that. But you can stream them for up to a week after. So do it. You should do it. It's going to be great. You can get links to that at watchwhatcrappens.com or on our Instagram in the link in bio. Okay? That's Spanish for pile. Everybody, welcome to Below Deck Down Under Season 4, wow. Episode 7, When Egos Collide.
Oh my God, this episode. This season is tremendous. Like, what seriously do we do to deserve this season? I mean, Below Deck Down Under has, I would have to say, an unblemished track record. Every season that they've had, I think this is their fourth season, everyone has been excellent. I don't know what the special sauce is, if it's the showrunners behind the scenes, whatever's happening, whatever's going on with the casting, it is so good. I'm like, every season, I'm always like, this is the best season of Below Deck Down Under yet, because Last season was maybe their weakest, but it was still so good. That was that whole thing with, there was like, well, I can't remember anyone's names, of course, but like Zarina versus Laura. And then there was that short bosun guy. That was like, oh, I was drawn into that. And then the one before that, there was some very serious stuff in the second season, but it was also very compelling TV. And then the first season was, also good.
This is definitely the best. I think this is the best
because it's like hitting on all fronts in so many ways. Like, it's not a one-dimensional season. Like, there's so many things happening, and the things that are happening are also intertwined and connected to each other in a way that I find to be very, very compelling.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm loving this season. It's fantastic. And it's pissing me off, which I think is good. You know, there's so many people. The captain's pissing me off. You know, usually the captains don't piss me off. I mean, Sandy had a couple seasons there. Jeez. Sandy definitely gave me a couple of pissed off seasons. But for the most, she doesn't really anymore. I mean, I don't really find the captains generally that offensive. But Jason has really been pissing me off. And it feels great. I love it. I love the anger. It's coursing through me. But in kind also, of a non-offensive way, like, it's nothing you really carry. That's the kind of anger I like, when you can get really upset about something and then go on with your life. You know, it's not like bothering me during the day. So, you know, thank you for being non-offensively offensive, Jason. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like last week was the week where I was really angry at Jason because I thought the Jenna demotion was totally ridiculous. Oh. And by the way, so this schmuck Eddie. So I was like, I want to learn more about Eddie, whatever his last name is, Mr. Mustachioed Inflatable Baseball Bat. So I was like, let me see what this guy is all about. So I went to his Instagram, and he has so many problematic things going on his Instagram. If you look at his grid, it all just seems like, whatever, it's me yachting. But if you look at his shares or his reposts, it's all like, it's like full on problematic bullshit.
Is it like Andrew Tate shit? Like Manosphere stuff?
Manosphere stuff. Oh my God. Charlie Kirk stuff. But he had a video that was like, it was like a scene from Pocahontas. I only watched it with audio off. And it was like from the cartoon Pocahontas. And what's his name? John Smith, whatever the blonde guy is talking to Pocahontas. He's like, this is like, talking about like how colonialism has helped the lives of quote unquote savages. I don't know if that's real dialogue from the movie or not. I've never seen Pocahontas, but then like the video is like showing all the glories of like the British Empire and how it has spread far and wide and how like all these cultures have like benefited from it, et cetera, et cetera. And like, it's just one of these things, like, it just felt so retrograde. I was like, are we in 1905? What is happening here? And he just had so many videos that were like that, that, you know, he had some other ones that I didn't commit them to my brain. And I'm still winding up. I'm still like sort of waking up in a sense from a long weekend. But I just remember it was just like one video after another of like, and I was like, oh, this guy, like you called it, Ronnie. You kept on calling him an incel. And I was like, ha ha ha, he is totally an incel. But then I watched it. It's like, oh, he gives
big incel vibes. Big.
Yeah.
And he also, I don't ever trust people who purposely look like an extra in a period like Western or what's that thing I just watched at Death by Lightning show, or, you know, like a settler stuff, like early mm-hmm. settler type stuff, like Westerns or kind of that time period. And he looks like that on purpose. You know, he looks like somebody who would have shot the president in 1905 or something.
He looks like he could be on a wanted poster.
Yeah.
It's like he said, you know who's going to be my style icon? Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Or the Sam, Yosemite Smith, you know,
Yosemite Smith. I like that. Yosemite Smith. Yo, Samity Smith. Yosemite Sam. Very Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam. Yeah.
But so anyway, it just was like, okay, it was just one of those things where it's like, oh, unfortunately, the read is totally accurate. He really is one of these sad men who, you know, finds validation through these ridiculous, you know, outlets. And I just have no respect for the guy, none whatsoever. And that's what made it even more cringy watching this episode, watching him do his sad sack thing. I'm just a good guy.
Just a good guy. Yeah, and he is doing that a lot this episode, and he's doing the whole, you know, this is another clue. Whenever someone's like, I hate that bitch, you know, I never would have, none of this would have ever happened if it weren't for that loose woman, you know, that kind of attitude. And then the second the woman is crying, they're like, oh, they swoop right in like, oh, can I be there for you?
Feel so bad.
They see someone vulnerable and they go right in for the kill. You know, it's mm-hmm. always guys like that. Always. They're always pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. So that's that. So Eddie sucks. So here we are. Sucks. We pick up where we left off, the whole fish dinner, where people did not know how to eat a whole fish. I don't blame them. And they're dealing with the bones. And then Daisy went to make drinks. And then Ben had to do it. So Ben is fuming from this. And he's talking to Jenna and he's like, this is the most awkward fucking thing I've ever done in my life. Really? Because you were trying to fuck a childish woman less than half your age on a bed without a sheet last week. So
yeah,
I would say this might be on the list, but it's not the worst.
And like, you had ample time to pivot. Okay. Daisy told you, don't do this. Are you really going to look at this crew and say, oh, this is the crew that can, debone a fish table side? And he's Ben is up there and he's upset that there's not more people helping out. It's like, where is everyone? Oh, do you want Alicia to come up and debone a fish? She couldn't even put the sugar in the cheesecake. And now you want her to do a delicate operation table side? You fucker. What the hell is he thinking about?
You've done nothing except complain how shitty service is this whole season, and now you expect them to be able to debone a fish in 2 seconds? No, sir. He did this on purpose to start shit with 100%. Daisy, and I'm really glad that it didn't work. I think the captain. I think if it was any other captain, if this was Sandy, it would have worked. Sandy would have been like, "Well, you know, this is, we got to really, you know, work on this. You know, we got to hug the fish until the bones come out, or whatever." She would have been pissed. She would have given a lecture. But Jason just wants to go to bed. He's like,
"Yeah." Maybe Jason should have stepped up and said, how about this? We'll take these fish downstairs and we'll debone them there. We'll bring them back up. And that way, Ben could have done it downstairs. Maybe his sous chef could have helped. But as it was right here, this was absolutely ridiculous. And it was all Ben's stupid, bruised ego for the fact that Daisy had the gall to tell him, crew launch at 11. Because he was spiraling after that. He's like, oh, she doesn't get to tell me when crew launch is. The fact that she comes in here gives me orders. I don't know. It's like, you know what, sir? Why are you feeding all these people whole snappers? They don't know how to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. It's a mega yacht. It's a mega yacht.
It's a mega yacht, Sandy. It's a mega yacht. Yeah, so he's pissed off with Daisy and bitching about her as loudly as possible. But, you know, Daisy, I think, gets let off the hook a lot because we just really like Daisy. But also Daisy's ridiculous, too. How she's like, oh, my God, you want me to debone a fish? I'm going to go make drinks, and just leaves without any sort. I mean, that was pretty crazy, too. I think she's like, okay, you're going to try and throw me under the bus in front of the captain? Watch what you get to do in front of the captain, bitch. You know, so she plays back at it. But that was also, I mean, there was nobody from service up there. So just keep it fair. While I'm calling Ben, the inside plastic sack full of wine in a Franzia
you
box.
You literally do not have to keep it fair. You actually don't have to keep it fair because we're a podcast and we're not the New York Times.
I'm a very fair person. How dare you say I'm not like the New York Times? The New York Times wish.
New York Times wish. National Geographic wish. Sorry, I don't know why National Geographic.
Pulitzer Prize wish.
Wall Street Journal wish. Here's the thing. Okay. I'm going to give Daisy an out because I'm willing to build an excuse for her. I have to imagine that while they're sitting there deboning this fish and it's taking forever, the guests are getting restless. They already were restless. So she's like, let me make them drinks to make them happy while they wait for their fish. So I kind of feel like she was doing something like that. Although I did have an instinct that was like, why are you down there? Like, why is not someone else making the drinks? You probably should be up there overseeing this operation. But she probably was like, I don't want to be. Yeah, I want to stick it to Ben. And you know what? I think actually I like to believe my theory that she was getting drinks to occupy the guests during this moment. But even if she weren't, even if she was getting back at Ben, I think it's deserved. She gave him full warning, fair warning, and she still did what he requested. And it was a shit show. And it wasn't a shit show because she undermined it. It was a shit show because it was always going to be a shit show.
Yeah. It was destined to be a shit show. Yeah. So he's pissed. He's having a fist. And he's like, well, I was hoping that the majority of these guests would be okay with a whole fish, which is how I like to eat it. Oh, okay. It's a spectacular display of having a local fish. But Daisy, obviously, you know what? A local display, it would be a beautiful display to catch a fish, gut the fish, grill the fish. I'm at a restaurant. You better get that shit done for me. Get this whole fish out of my fucking way. And you know what else? Why do they keep serving Branzino whole? I'm so sick of this trend. I'm more sick of that trend than I am sick of Brussels sprouts in my fucking face on every meal. I'm sick of it. I've had it. These Branzino, do you know how tiny those bones are? They are
teeny
the
tiny.
Hardest bones to get out of a fucking fish. And that's the fish they serve whole, you know?
Well,
at least when we did it, it was like the Chilean sea bass or whatever, or the Patagonian toothfish, whatever. Those are bones. Those are bones you can deal with. Oh, no, it was Loup de Mer. Anyway, but those are bones you can deal with. Not this fucking...
Excuse me?
Prissy ass.
What did you say about me, Loup de Mer? You know, that's a curse word. It's Loup de Mer, not Loup de Merd. Oh.
Since when is the mayor named Lou?
What's that about me and John Mayer? Well, yes, we did have sex. What? No, we didn't. Okay. Turns out it was that kid from Southern Hospitality. Still fun.
Just in case anybody's wondering, a Loup de Mer is a Mediterranean sea bass. So I got the sea bass right, but the rest of it.
Sea bass is just always getting rebranded.
You know why?
So sad.
Because they're big boned. I feel like a lot of us who grew up big boned, that was like a criticism. People are like, oh, Ronnie, there's Ronnie. He's big boned. They're like calling me fat. But a fish, if a fish is big boned, it's like, yes, I want to eat that fish whole. Give it to me. I want to eat it.
I'm going to have a whole fish tonight, I've decided, because I really want to practice my deboning. After this whole fiasco, my takeaway is that I really want to learn how to do this. We talked about this last week and how you had to do a table side, et cetera. And I would like to give it a good college try. So I am going to get myself a whole fish. It might be a Branzino because I think that's like a nice sized fish for one. And yeah, I'm gonna give it a college try because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these bones, and I got to learn how to get those bones out.
Just to practice with the bones. That's good.
Yeah.
Do a little. Just give me a breast. A fish breast. Just a fish breast.
Just a little fish breast. One little teat. Little fishy teat.
You know what I'm eating tonight? A microwave sweet potato. Doesn't that sound delicious? Oh,
I had one of those yesterday for lunch.
That's all I have. Great. I'm too lazy to go to the store. And my dad's like, oh, you're leaving for New York. We should try and have dinner. What part of I am memorizing lyrics as Tamara, don't you understand? Okay.
God. What part of me singing a song in full Gina Kirschenheider voice do you not understand? This takes time and effort.
I'm going to be working on a turban for Dorinda Medley. I have 2 days left. I think I'm going to go eat with you. Get a life, father.
I want to say that I had a sweet potato that I made last week from my vegan cookbook, and I made it with vegan yogurt. And what was great was it was sort of like a South Asian preparation. So you also make kind of like a green sort of like chutney, like a minty jalapeno chutney, and then also some tamarind sauce. And I have to tell you, divine. And tamarind sauce with a sweet potato is like a match made in heaven. And I think next time you do your sweet potato lunch or dinner or whatever it is, consider adding some tamarind sauce. I will give you
a recipe. Say, I do not have that as a staple in my house. So what I'm going to do, it does sound delicious, so maybe I'll get it next time I go to the store, but I think I'm just using good old-fashioned harissa. It's going to be very hot and sweet. That's it. Very simple.
That works as well. Or next time you order Indian food, just ask for a little thing on the side.
Oh, that's smart. And now I would just like to acknowledge that the audience is asking themselves why they're here. So sweet potatoes. This is a sweet potato recap, fuckers. Get into it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Ben is pissed and Daisy's like, oh, service is a total shit show. Jenna's like, why are you serving fish with bones though? Cause who's that fish with bone? People that are having a bone.
And so Ellie, she's slowly moving into Tamara territory.
It's because I just said Tamara.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's why everybody eating said fucking fish with the bone. I didn't need that fucking fish with the bones. I didn't even know fish had bones.
I feel bad about the fish.
That's Gina's a stew.
I feel bad about your stripes.
So,
well, Ellie's this like, isn't going great.
And Ben's like, not great,
Ellie. Yeah, not great. Daisy wasn't around. Gerard was filleting someone's fish, which was really fucking awkward. I mean, my God, that guy was sweating all over the fish. He called it a thundercut fitness.
Oh, my God. Yes, you know, Daisy should be able to fillet a fish. She's like, that's like Silver Surfer. It's just fucking weird, mate.
Like, I don't think it's that Daisy had a problem doing it. It's that it was only going to be her and she needed help. Otherwise, someone's going to wait 8 minutes for their fish. So, yes. Like,
also, Ellie,
that's the issue.
Miss Ellie. Oh, it's Silver Service. Oh, really, Ellie? Because you're a stew. So why don't you get up there and show them how it's done if you know how to do it? If she knew how to fillet a fish, she would have been up there in 2 seconds proving that she could do better than Daisy. You know she could have, but you didn't know how to do it either. So stop standing up for Ben. I do not believe you, ma'am.
Yeah. A wise man once said, fillet a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a happy meal. Thank you, everyone. So Ellie's like, she sits on a very high horse, and what we've seen from servers has been a disaster. I'm like, you guys sent out 6 whole fish. What do you expect to happen? Do you think those bones are just going to magically just come out of it? You've said yourself, like, who else? Like, if you think, okay. I know we don't need to litigate this because everyone's on the same side, but listen to what they're saying. They're like, oh God, like Daisy, she's no good. She's no good. And then they're saying, well, we gave her a fish to debone and she couldn't even do that. Well, you just were saying she's no good. So why would you do that in the first place? Right?
Exactly. Why would you do that? You just sent out eggs with dish soap on them not too long ago.
And there's
so
that.
let's just reel it in. Okay. No pun intended.
People in glass houses shouldn't be throwing bottles of Dawn. Okay. So yes. Ben is like, well, I know, and you've got one girl on service, and that's what we're up against. We've just been under such pressure from her that we assume she's going to do her job. I think that's what everyone's assuming from you, Ben, actually.
Really? It says the man who can't fillet a fish for people.
Because he's got a frosted cake all of a sudden. Yeah.
So now we go to the guests eating, and they're like, oh my God, this fish is fucking incredible. You know, I have billionaire friends, and I love fish like this. That's my billionaire friend, Sutton Foster. She loves it. I'm at her house in London right now.
I give this one 5 piles of mulch out of 5. I do backyards. So Daisy's like, she's like, well, what time do you want our breakfast? They're like, 8 a.m., please, for a continental breakfast. So Jason's like, well, excuse me. I've got to go check in on the anchor and spray some sandalwood on my neck and maybe get into a kimono. I've said too much. Goodbye, everyone.
I'm halfway through the season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Those ladies are crazy. Good luck to you all. Enjoy your dessert, right? So now we go to the galley. Jason comes down and he's like, yeah, your service was a bit low. The whole night was pretty hectic. And Ben's like, yeah, sorry. It could have been good, but whatever. Whatever, Daisy.
So then Joao's and the crew are in the stairwell, and he's like, well, we're going to walk out now, and then Jason will come through with a birthday Zim cake. I'm like, okay. So they go out to the dinner table, and Jason is scantily clad, and he's like, hello, and then Joao, all the guys are basically naked, and Joao's like, hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's someone's birthday, and you've got a surprise. So then Jason comes out, and he's got like a little inflatable snake and everything, because it's like Garden of Eden and he's like sexy Adam, and they're like, wow, yes queen, yes, we'll have what he's having, etc., etc.
You gotta love the Garden of Eden. God, the beginning of telling gays that we're going to hell. What gay person wants to celebrate Bible things? Come on, man. I mean, I know it's because it said garden in it, but aren't there other secret garden, you know? Well, maybe that would be creepy. Be like a little girl whose parents died as a party. But still, you know, there's other garden things. That happens at the beginning. It was the plague, okay? It was the plague.
What about like garden, like what's a really good garden? I feel like there's like a really good garden that should be turned into like a party theme.
Just Lowe's. Like Lowe's good, Garden good Center. Evil. Just do a Lowe's
garden,
thing.
Lowe's garden. Can we have
everybody wants to fuck center. Somebody from a Lowe's. We've all seen somebody we want to fuck at a Lowe's. That's a good gay party, you know?
Everybody wants to fuck someone at Lowe's. Everybody needs to get railed between trees. Something between trees. In my cart just tells me the garden center is where I'll get blown. Okay.
Yes. See, boner. Instant boner. So now they get strawberry cheesecake, and then we go to Jenna and Joao at the bar, and Jenna's like,
has anyone tried to speak to Jenna? That super said that Austin said he's doing okay?
Stop asking about Eddie, okay?
Don't.
Leave Eddie alone. Go get attention from somebody else. I know we're on a gay charter, but I don't know. Go flirt with one of them.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't say using Eddie, but definitely seeking attention from him, like moving forward. I need to work on seeking validation for man, and it's a big reality check that I've got to work for. I'm bad at kicking rocks. I'm determined to get my stress back.
What was that?
I get my stress back.
You're going to get your stress back?
Straps.
Strep? Like strep throat?
Strep.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, I need to stop working on getting validation from men so Ben and Eddie can both kick rocks, but she doesn't listen to herself for the rest of the episode. She's like, okay, I'll just keep going to do it anyway. So she's like,
right now I need to pass the Jason, the I'm a volleyball team member, because it's the right time to do right now.
Jenna is like someone who loves going to a parking garage 10 times a day. She needs a lot of validation.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah.
Now Daisy and Alicia are serving the table, and the guest is like, "Hey, are you the second stew?" And Daisy's like, "No, Alicia's not my second stew. I currently don't have a second stew. I mean, look at this one. She's an idiot. She's balancing a water jug on her head for no good reason. And look, it just fell off. I mean, I could have told you that would happen. And now she's got one of those Branzinos on her head. We weren't even seeing her serving Branzino. That was Red Snapper. Where'd you get the Branzino from? I'm telling you, she's a real idiot. So no, she's not the second stew."
Oh, and Alicia says, "When Jenna got demoted, there was a bit of me that thought maybe she can see me in that role." Why would anybody see you in that? Can we list the shit that you've done this season? Are you fucking crazy? Isn't this your second time ever being a stew? First of all.
Yeah. Yes.
Or first time. Isn't it your first time ever being a stew? Because she was a
chef.
Galley hand the last time.
Yeah. Girl. In what way did she think that she was deserving of being the second stew? Like, she's just so lucky that the rest of the boat has sort of turned into a shit show for the second half of the season that basically we're able to take our foot off the gas pedal with her. But Alicia has been a total fucking disaster all season long. And now she's like, "I thought I could be second stew." Like, because you could do hospital corners on a bed? Come on.
Can she? Have we seen proof of
that? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sure. I'm not sure.
So she's like, "Yeah, I could do that role. I mean, I'd probably lay down the law a bit more. I'd delegate a bit more." Yeah, we don't need you delegating. We need you knowing how to do the actual job first. Okay, crazy pants.
Please. So Jason's like, "All right, everyone. So the breakfast is going to be around 8-ish. So we'll do a slide in the morning. And good job, everyone. Good job, deboning that fish and mangling it and making it look terrible." By the way, we through all this, one thing that we have not really articulated is that when the guests are eating their fish, like, their plates look crazy. It's just like shredded, mangled fish that winds up on all their plates. It looked like someone was making tuna salad and stopped midway through. It was
it did look
crazy. Bad. It looked crazy.
So Daisy is with Joao, and she's like, were the golly bitching about me earlier? He's like, "Well, I think they're just bitching because I did the zimlaying. You know, I zimmed those fish right up with the knife, and I don't think they like that very much."
"But you could overhear. Come on, let's go outside. Tell me out here." And so then Ben's like, "Well, I wasn't even allowed in the Garden of Eden. I'm cooking in hell for everyone. Is anyone here to appreciate my biblical witticisms here? No? Okay, back to you, Daisy, out there with Joao."
"Well, I'm just pissed off. I'm like, yeah, that service was a fucking shit show, but I'm pretty sure I overheard him say, I don't have anyone up there. Well, we have cabins to do. We have drinks to do. We have dinner service. Come on."
"He was inventing, and like you are now, and that's what I think."
"No, but I wouldn't be like this if he didn't start this. It's a fucking common theme all season long. And then on top of that, Ellie speaks to me disrespectfully. Don't respect me. She doesn't respect me as a head of department. I'm so over it, Joao." And he's like, "Oh, well,
I think everyone's warranted to have a bitching session for as long as it doesn't continue. I mean, I'm on both sides."
Oh, really? Are you ever planning on getting laid? Because this is not how to do it. I'm on both sides.
I know. I'm like,
"Get
sir,
the fuck out of here,
sir." And you know that Ben is in the wrong, but this is, you know, bros before hoes. This is, it's happening right here.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think Ben was 100% wrong. I still think Ben was being an asshole, but Daisy did just like totally desert the second those fish came out. And Joao was doing it for Daisy. So I think in Joao's mind, he's probably like, "I was the one filleting the fish. You weren't even up. Like, what are you talking about?" But, you know, still both sides know. Just lie. Just say Ben's wrong.
"I love you. Ben is wrong."
I think in Joao's mind, he is like a knight in shining armor. But what we see is that he is the exact opposite. Like when he initially, quote unquote, broke up with Ellie and he like couldn't even just say it to her and he just like let her on again. It's all he had to do is say, that was fun the other night, but I really just see us as friends and just be done with it. But he's like, you know, he sort of went in this circuitous pattern with whatever he was saying. It was so ridiculous. He's just, these are easy things to take a stance on and he's just not doing it. And I don't know why he can't do it, but he's like, "Usually people take the path of least resistance with Ben and Daisy doesn't go for that path."
She goes for the head of the head-on clash, and she does not like losing. It's a battle of two very big egos. And take it from me. I've been there. I've seen the repercussions. The battle between both of them can be detrimental to all of us. These adults need to sort this out.
Whatever. I'm sick of the galley. Good shot, both sides, bitch.
So then we go to the crew mess, and Daisy, Ben, and Ellie are down there. And Daisy's like, Ben, they want like a continental at 9. And Ellie's like,
Jason said 8.
Well, maybe I said 8. Well, was it 8 or 9? Why don't you go and ask them? She goes, why don't you go and ask them? I was just up there. And Ellie, where did you get that information from? She's like, Jason said it, but I don't know who spoke to him. She's like, okay, well, we were both there. So if he said it's 8, then it's 8. God.
8 is enough. So she's so mad. She's like, what Tweedledee and Tweedledum don't get is that I am trying to help them by giving them the wrong time for breakfast.
You know, that's not how you engage with me. She's so defensive. It's unbelievable. She never done anything wrong in her life. I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of that.
So Daisy's like, you're winding me fucking up. So Ben's like, oh, okay, so breakfast, they want a continental. You've never done it before, though. Mango meats. But let's write this on the board, okay? You need to cut the fruit. You need to make a fruit platter, pastries, bagels, put on your bra. See how your boobies look in them. Sorry, I got distracted there. Put some bread in the oven. It's intense. Do you think you could put bread in the oven?
Yes, it's intense. I can put bread. This is my moment.
This is definitely been.
Go on, I'm
so sorry. No, let me. I want to hear. This is an important emotional moment for me. What am I feeling?
After this, I will put sous chef on my Instagram.
Ooh, I put pot of water on stove. I am basically Michelin star chef now.
All right, you're sure you're good to do all of this plus cut the bread? Not the cheese, the bread. Right, boss, I'm on it. I'm up for the challenge.
All right, Gouda Gourds, I'm going to go to sleep. Tell the audience how you're feeling now.
No, I was done.
Oh, well, okay. Well, in case you wanted a monologue, now would be a good time.
Oh, yes. This has definitely been a rough season for me. And however, I've grown so much. I've matured in many ways. And I've learned how to look at things from a different perspective. Which look, is always the
now,
right perspective.
Now I'm seeing things from floor, because I am on floor. Now I'm seeing things from under table, because I am under table.
You know, you'll get the best out of me if you give me a chance to prove myself, and if you buy my carrot so it can have milk.
All right, so. You're doing great, bubble bladder.
So then the next morning is the last day of charter. Alicia and Jenna are in their room. And Alicia's like, hello, Miss Jenna. Your poos always smell like baby poos.
That's, I feel like, not a great quality, perhaps. And she's like, but I
haven't even pooped yet.
It's like, have you not? Oh, maybe that was my poo. I don't know. So then Ellie is preparing her fruit platter. And Daisy goes to, we're in Daisy and Joao's room. And they're like making out in the bathroom. He's like, oh, now it's a party. And Ellie makes all these pastries. She does a very nice job. She really puts out a very nice continental breakfast. And Ben's like, wow, it looks like a bloody bakery in here. Well done. Sugar gourds. I guess I already just said a gourd thing. Anyway, I'm really into gourds today. Sorry, what can I say? Everything's about gourds. Sugar lumps.
So, yeah, she did a really nice job with the breakfast stuff. And so they start running it up. Daisy's greeting the guests at breakfast. Ellie's like, well, wait, are there any guests around or what is going on?
He's like, oh, I love the amount of communication we're getting. God, this is great.
And one of the radios is off. I think it's their radio that's off, right?
Wasn't this when there was a radio issue? Maybe it was in a different part of the episode, but I thought it was right here where basically Daisy is like, hello, hello, they're ready for breakfast. But Ellie's like, oh, my radio was off. And so she doesn't hear Daisy say that. And then they're waiting around and they're like, gosh, what's going on? Not realizing that they've already been summoned.
Yeah, this communication sucks. Meanwhile, Daisy's complimenting her. She's like, oh, Ellie did a good job this morning. Well, that's good. Ben's like, oh, she probably doesn't even know where the guests are. Stupid Daisy. Upstairs, wherever they're eating, they're like, oh, wow,
is this continental? This is crazy. Hot billionaires love this. I know so many of them.
Did you just put a hedge into the middle of our continental breakfast? Sorry, force of habit. You didn't want that croissant, did you? Not anymore.
Suburban. Are you whacking your omelet? Could you stop?
Topiaries don't form worse. Themselves, bitch.
Did you just add Miracle-Gro to my watermelon? Props.
And look, it's bigger. Now who's bitching?
Guys, everyone who has a mustache, you're all going to get extra pieces of cantaloupe. Okay, oh, I guess it's everyone. So Jenna's like,
how's everyone doing? How are you doing, Bobby? You look tired.
She's like, I can't feel my legs.
Yeah, I use the elevator. You get there the exact same amount of time. Work smarter, not harder. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Jenna with that great elevator hack for going to a higher floor.
Truly, though, some people just won't do it. I mean, it's like that in real life, too. People are like, oh, I take the stairs. Okay, loser. Like, geez, why don't you just, like, find someone named Technology and just shit on their head? People what work I do very hate, hard though, to bring you elevators.
Here's what I do hate. You're in a tall building. You're taking the elevator down. Tall building already. Already we're triggered. But we're in a tall building. I actually love a tall building. But you're in a tall building and you're going down and the elevator stopping so many places. And you're finally, like, you've stopped at three floors. And then now you're on a real good run. That elevator is going. You're whooshing down. You're just almost at the lobby. And then at, like, M, mezzanine, the elevator stops. And someone gets on and takes it down one floor. I'm like, there was a stair. I guarantee you're on the mezzanine. There was probably an escalator that you could have taken or a staircase, but you had to stop our flow when we worked so hard just to get to this point. I cannot stand when people take the elevator to go one floor down to the lobby. At that point, find a staircase to go down because you're going down. Okay. If you're obviously, you know, if you're an able bodied person, whatever, that's probably not the nicest way to say it. I don't know what the proper term is to say it. Like, but if you're capable of taking the staircase down and you don't take the staircase down, then fuck you. You ruined my elevator journey.
I'm just staying quiet over here because I am that person. Sorry. That person.
Well, I'm not, I don't approve, Ronnie. I don't approve. I can't support you. If there is an escalator or a staircase that can take you down to the lobby, I just don't think you should take the elevator that one floor down because who are in that elevator have probably had to make many stops and you're so close to the end and to have to stop on the mezzanine.
But my favorite thing to do is to do that. And I'll be like on the mezzanine and then the elevator stops and everybody gives me a look and I'm like, oh my gosh, is this going down? My bad. Guess I'll just wait for it to go back up.
I do like doing, you know what I love? I actually love a passive aggressive won't get in the elevator moment. Like I love standing with like four people at the same elevator bank and then the elevator comes and they get in the elevator and they look at me like, are you coming too? And I go, no, because I'm like, I don't want to be in an elevator with you. I love that, but I don't say I don't want it. I just don't. And like, they have to think about it. Like, I wonder why he didn't want to get in the elevator with us. And then of course I wait 10 minutes for the next elevator and then I'm mad at the person who stops me. Because I've already waited so long because I was being passive aggressive to the first group.
Oh, elevator. So much manipulation to be had.
Love it. I know.
Work harder, not smarter.
So Ben and Ellie are still down there. And she's like, I was so happy with the little fruit platter. It looks so cute. And he's like, yeah, I liked it. You know, you've done really well. Like something out of Gourmet Magazine. I've got a sous chef now, an actual sous chef. Crushed today. And you might have that title tomorrow, eh? And you could rub it in all their faces, all of them. Oh, gosh. Wow. First of all, great why management. Are you telling her that? If you're not going to give it to her, then don't tell her maybe. But I have to ask Jason. Yikes.
Yeah, that's shitty. That's like that like creates a lot of tension if Jason says no. Puts Jason in a bad position. Also, she put like croissants and fruit cubes on a platter. And you're like, it's like Gourmet Magazine. I'm like, okay.
It's like, when Ellie first came on board, she was a stewardess and was willing to chop vegetables and clean. And since then, she's come an incredibly long way. She can now put those chopped vegetables onto a platter. And I'm considering promoting Ellie because I'm proud of her. And I want her to take something home that will show her accolades.
I'm like, why don't you just like call up Jeff Probst and see if the Survivor art department can make one of those paper mache things that they gave to Suri? Because I think that's the best that you're going to do in terms of taking home a tchotchke from this show.
She goes back home. She's like, hi. What happened to Ellie? What happened to our little fruit seller? So Ben's like, I'm going to go talk to Jason about something, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, little girl. All right. And it rhymes with Mooflef. All right. I'll be right back.
Mooflef. Oh, Dooflef. I get it. Dooflef.
What?
Dooflef. What are we playing music? All right. I'll be right back.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So the guests are like, bravo on all those fruit cubes. This is an amazing breakfast. And
yeah, are these people prompted to say things? Because there's this where suddenly they're like, oh my god, this breakfast spread, it's amazing, it's simply continental, I've never had anything like it, and I know billionaires. And then there was that part earlier when they're like, wait a minute, are you the second stew? I feel like they're producer plants, because why are they acting like this?
But I do love plants. They love That's plants. True. I mean, look, it was a beautiful spread. We're not dissing that. But like, they were acting like they've never seen a breakfast spread before on a yacht. Right. Well, I mean, they probably haven't seen a breakfast spread on a yacht before. But either way, the point is that like, you're supposed to be like wealthy landscapers, and so you're supposed to be used to like wealthy breakfast spreads, you know? Gonna die on some weird breakfast spread hill.
Well, it is very below deck where everybody acts like they're so rich and then they're shocked by the smallest things. Like, remember that lady who was like, I don't need a butter knife for this. Remember when she's like, I don't want a butter knife to cut my fish. And Aisha was like, oh, actually, that's a fish knife. She goes, oh, really? You're going to school me? She's like, oh, I've been doing this for a very long time. It's a fish knife, you dumb bitch.
Really? Oh, that was great. So in the bridge, Ben goes up to Jason.
He's like, so I want to recommend Ellie for promotion for a sous chef position.
And Daisy happens to walk in right then. She's like, oh, I know you wanted a coffee. He's like, oh, I'd love one. Thank you very much. And some sandalwood. So she basically hears Ben saying about the recommendation for a promotion. And she's like, what the fuck?
He's like, well, I just see that she's cooking now. She got up today and she cooked the pastries. I know it's not big, but her role has transformed.
Yeah, it's completely different now. Now she's rolling turkey into tubes, putting them next to cubes of cheese. It's completely changed. And Jason's like, all right, great. So I'd like to recommend her for president of the United States of America.
Actually, it might be an improvement, so we will accept that.
Finally, a president that will be able to roll turkey properly.
I heard that the Strait of Hormuz was flirting with Joao.
So I want to merge my genetics with the Strait of Hormuz.
Until Joao finds love in me, I will continue to raise gas prices until they are $10 a gallon.
So Daisy hears this. And she's like, what the fuck? And Ben's like, yeah, you know, she's cooking now. She got up today. She made pastries. I know it's not that big, but her role has transformed. Completely different person.
Transformers.
What is amazing is I can still jerk off to her in about under 5 minutes on Instagram. Pretty amazing. Give her a raise.
Her role has literally transformed. Now she can make little breaded ducks. It's gorgeous.
Now she can turn from a car into a giant killing robot. It's pretty impressive.
She somehow made that big scary robot apologize to her. I don't know how she did that.
So now Daisy, Jenner in the pantry, and Daisy's like, oh, Ben wants to promote her to sous chef. Can you believe that bullshit? And Jenna's like,
well, she's not a sous chef, though. She hasn't cooked any meals for the crew, though, and that's what a sous chef does.
I don't know really what you said, but I feel like you agreed with me based on your tone, so I want to say thank you, because all she's really done is a galley hand job. I'm saying she's done her job. And by the way, I want to say another thing, going all the way back to Alicia, saying that she felt like she thought she might be a second stew after Jenna was demoted. We did not mention that then we cut to Alicia eating the leftovers off of the
plates. Eating straight off the plates. And a lot of them do that. Aisha does that too. Speaking of Aisha, we brought her up before today. But yeah, a lot of them do that. They'll just go eat straight off the plate.
Mm-mm. And just because it's like someone else's food that you don't know. I just think that's...
You don't know where that's been. The other day I saw this video that came up on my social. And it was this lady sitting in a car with a monkey, and she was drinking out of a straw, and then she passed the drink to the monkey, and then the monkey like was drinking out of the straw, but it wasn't really drinking because you didn't see any of the liquid go. I think it was blowing into the straw. I mean, lady, is this how we got the pandemic? I think we figured it out. I figured it out on Instagram.
Or it's just a very specific use of AI. But
I don't think that was AI. Because normally if it's AI, people are in the comments like, fuck this AI slop. Like, they get really mad. Like, remember that time I thought there were actual babies performing the Housewives reunions? So stupid. There were these AI videos of, like, baby versions of the Housewives. And I really believe, I was like, those babies are such good actors. They looked real. It's like, how did they get such good actors? They were AI.
AI, yeah. So Daisy tells us, Ellie has issues with everybody. She has problems with me and how I run the galley. She doesn't respect the interior. She has an ego. Ben trying to promote her is a big fuck you, Daisy. It's like, well, I know Jason's not going to promote her. I don't know why I'm referring to myself in the third person. I think I just have had too much sandalwood scent and it's affecting my brain.
Yeah, someone said that. And Jenna's like, I'm not Sasha. I think it takes Ben's word quite sassy. So then Ben's like, well, it's up to you, Jason, but I think she's quite good. By the way, I've told her that I'm recommending her, so she's going to really take it out on you if you don't raise her. All right, have a good one there, buddy. By the way, your nuts are hanging out onto the seat. Yeah, that's how this kimono was sewn. But thank you. Please go.
I don't know, mate. All I'm trying to think of is four charters ago, and we see a flashback to them fighting and Ellie wanting to quit. It's like, and then you get rewarded for behaving that way and then actually doing what you're supposed to do, which I was glad he said this because that's really it. Like, she's just doing the job that was assigned and she's like done it like well. She's at least done a very nice job. I think probably better than any of us expected in that role. It's been great to see her flourish. And then she's gone off to culinary school after the season, which I think is super awesome. But like, let's just slow the roll here. Okay. You got to work your way up to sous chef. Okay. You just can't do it. I just don't think you can get it in your first season. Okay. Like, you just have to, you put in the time, put in the effort.
So then Daisy's like, oh, it's insulting, to be honest. I'll throw a fucking tantrum if this happens. I warn you right now. Okay. We all know.
You will throw a tantrum right now. In the middle of it.
Yeah. You're in a constant tantrum. So Ben's like, her role is transformed, blah, blah, blah. He's still going. And Jason's like, well, it's probably not the right time. You know, Jenna's got demoted. That would send shockwaves through the whole yachting community.
Excellent shockwaves. And guess what? I just got a call from every single yacht in the world, and they can't believe that I prematurely promoted a sous chef. Shockwaves, I tell you.
You know, Ben's already lost a sous chef this season, and Ellie's been reprimanded, and she's working her way back from that. A promotion has to be warranted, all right? Now, I don't just hand those out, all right? They're not raffle tickets.
Demotions, on the other hand, absolutely.
Love them.
Would love to. You're all demoted, especially the women. So he basically dismisses Ben. And then Ben's like, all right, then I will just leave in a very cool, chill way. And then Ben can't get out the door because he's like pulling it. And he's pushing it instead of pulling it. He's like, all right.
Oh, it's one that you pull. I see. Okay.
Yes, got it. Definitely take this man's advice on who to promote. As
we're going
to
demote anyone, demote this door, all right? I deserve more respect than that.
So he leaves, and then in the crew mess, Alicia and Batool are holding hands, and Ben's like,
that is kind of weird. Crew contact is kind of weird, all right? Let's get it together, Trisket.
Which
tonsils.
You know, I just bought some Triscuits yesterday. Did you know? Like,
ew. Oh, Triscuits are good. I was thinking of, yeah, wait, are Triscuits like, the one made out of wheat, the wheat straws, or those wheat?
It's things? Like straw. Yeah, it's like.
Oh, no, I hate those things.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoy a Triscuit.
They're so dry.
I got it because they're not as dry as they seem. I think they've adjusted it. I think, so one of the perks of
shrimpflation. Don't tell me what my mouth feels.
No, I'm going to. Don't gaslight my mouth.
It's not that dry mouth. God.
Well, the Triscuits are really good. And especially, like, you really shouldn't be having them like a naked Triscuit. You should be dipping it into something or putting a piece of cheese on it. Let's be honest.
That's true. You should be putting a piece of cheese on everything. Even if you're just chewing on your fingernails, put a piece of cheese on it.
If you're having a piece of cheese, you should put another piece of cheese on top of it. No, but I made like a little spread yesterday. And so like the recommended serving was with a Triscuit. Literally, it called for a Triscuit in the cookbook. And so I got the Triscuits. And then I thought to myself, of course, the only thing I could think of in that moment was Alicia going, cracker, got a cracker. I need a cracker right now.
I love a cracker.
She will single-handedly boost the cracker industry. I'm going to tell you that, and I'm being fully serious.
She did, actually, because I ordered some crackers, too, from the store, and I've been eating crackers as well, because I was like, I love a cracker, too. Like, why should I not have crackers?
I feel like we all eat crackers, and the crackers are always around, and we always see them in spread. We always reach to crackers, but I rarely think to myself, I need a snack. I need to go buy a box of crackers for that snack. I never center the cracker in my life or in my snacking. And so when I got these crackers, admittedly, they were part of a spread, but I also was like putting my hand in there and snacking on it. And every time I had one, I was like, I'm going to have a cracker. Like every time, I'm going to have a cracker.
I want a cracker.
I have a cracker.
Love a cracker. Love a Haas. You should get a horse too. She loves horses.
Haas. I think I'm going to try to go up to Rhode Island, by the way. I'm just telling that right now.
You should do it.
I'm going to go Pizza Mama. I really am. I'm going to go to Pizza Mama. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that sounded like a little fun day trip from the city, but I found out it was 3 hours. I don't think I'm going to go that far for a slice. But, you know, sounds fun. You take video for me. I'll watch it.
I will.
So Jenna and Daisy, Daisy's like, I've just done my job. I want to be Chief Stew. Look at that.
Well, can I go back to second seven?
She's like, I don't know about that. And they start laughing. And Ben's like, oh, God, this crew contact is really weird. And Alicia's like, yeah, says you with your tongue down Jenna's throat. And he's like,
since when has Ben a prude about crew contact, especially as someone who's making a lot of contact and has made a lot of contact over the years?
I think he's just playing.
Oh, I didn't realize he was joking. I was like, I was just so ready to be mad. When he said that, I was like, oh, I know he's not saying that. So then Eddie walks in to Jenna's room. He does the knock and walk in, which I can't stand.
He keeps walking into women's rooms. This is like the fourth time he's done it.
Yeah, of course. So he's like, hello, lovey. She's like, hi. It's like all the towels are missing. Do you have any?
Yes, you can take them.
I'll give them back to be washed. How are you? I didn't even know. You know, when we spoke, I didn't know that you lost your second stew roll, so I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, I'm not really sorry about my jobs. I mean, I'm upset with you. I mean, I'm not upset with you, Bobby. Like, I know.
I don't really know what you said, but if you meant to say, I love you, Eddie, I'll take you back. I apologize. I'll be your wife. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life backpacking from hostel to hostel. The answer is yes, I will accept the offer.
I will impregnate you.
And so he's like, you know, Jenna's taken me on an absolute roller coaster of a ride. You're psycho. That's why you've been on a roller coaster ride. You fell in love with someone in 5 minutes, you fucking weirdo. And he's like, but I just let my anger and emotion decimate my behavior. I feel so embarrassed. You fucking should. You fucking should feel embarrassed.
Yeah, you're a failure. Leave. So, yeah, he's like, you know, to potentially want to quit, that's not good. And that's not something I'm proud of. And I feel guilty now because she's just been demoted as well. And I can't help but feel like that's my fault. Because it is your fault.
It is your fault. Yours and Ben's. It was a tag team of your fault.
It was all your faults. And by the way, and now you're like, oh, but I feel better today now. Oh, great. Well, guess what? She still has one stripe. Thanks to
you.
Well,
yeah, you feel better today because you threw her under the bus, then got her to helped get her demoted. And now she's in a vulnerable position where you can swoop in again and act like Prince Charming and act like you're there to support her when you were really the one throwing her under the bus. You little shit. Yeah. So now the guests are playing in the water and Dicey radios Jenna to start setting up for lunch. And then she kind of comes in to see if she can get gossip from Jason. She's like, are you having chats with Ben then? And he goes, yes. She's like, all right, well, guess I'll just leave now. Came up here really for no reason. Very important. I came to dust something. Look, I've dusted it. Nothing else to say. All right, I'll leave. God damn it. God damn it.
And then in the main salon, Barbie and Alicia and Joao are there. And Alicia comes in with a tray of glasses. She's like, ha, 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 ha.
That looked like a very grumpy face. Or as we say in Zimbabwe, a zimrumpy face. Get it? Because we replaced the grump with the zim. It's very fun if you think about it. Anyway, oh, you're just concentrating. Never mind. Why don't you smile? Smile like the pretty girl that you are.
You'd be a lot more prettier if you just smiled, toots.
And she's like, she's trying to like balance glasses. So I just let her like balance the glasses. It's like really hard. And Alicia's like, what annoys me is that I feel like something, Daisy sees something in Jenna that she doesn't see in me. Yeah. A competent worker, Alicia. Do you need to spell that for you? What is wrong with you? She's like, she doesn't see me busting my ass. Like, I don't know what I'm not proving. And she's made it really obvious that I'll never even get an opportunity to be the second in her eyes. Girl, you're the second in nobody's eyes. You've been here 5 minutes.
I know. Barbie's like, so she said that to you? And she's like, no, but it's been inferred. Inferred by you based off of nothing, okay? So Barbie's like, Alicia puts in a lot of hard work, but she can barely delegate what's going on in here, her head. And honestly, I know I can do so much better than Jenna, but like, unless you're head of department, like, who cares?
Yeah. So now the guests walk in and they're like, oh my God, Jenna's table is amazing. Wow, what a table. It's like, now that... And then in the galley, Ellie's like, oh, we've come such a long way, Ben. There's been a big journey of growth for me, and I appreciate you being a part of it. And he's like, huh, I'm your sous chef now, you little gumdrop glossititis. That's really running out of words here.
You know what? Don't put the bean in the jar for that one.
At this point. What?
You get to keep the bean. Don't put the bean in the jar for that one. That was lovely.
All right, let's try this again, you little gobstopper glomerulus. It's a small tuft of blood capillaries in the kidney, all right? God.
Now you're just being funny, my little potato pelvis. See, I can do it too.
So, Ellie's like,
Ben has dangled this carrot of a potential promotion, and I feel like if I do pull my weight... It is, and if it is offered, I will take it.
No kidding. So then the guests are like, can we like dip our toes in the hot tub? Yeah, we'd really like to do that. And just like make sure it's cold because our beards are very sensitive. Like, so Alicia's like, yeah, absolutely. So Alicia turns
up. What is the cold request about? I've never heard that.
I know. I guess it's just like really hot outside. So like we want cold water because it's
so
hot.
So it's like laying in the pool kind of thing.
Yeah,
I was wondering if it was like cold plunge, but it has to be like super cold for that, right?
Yeah, super cold. I think they just wanted to be like pool temperature, not like hot tub necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
So Alicia turns on the jacuzzi and then promptly walks away. And Jenna is asking, they're just sort of getting some stuff ready and everything. And then meanwhile, while Alicia's downstairs, the jacuzzi is overflowing like a Strike a Nona pasta pot, a cauldron, if you will. So they're like, oh my God, the jacuzzi is about to overflow. Like, what do we do? What do we do? Oh my God, it's going to overflow, guys. It's going to overflow. And Alicia's just downstairs, like just chatting with Jason, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little stressed, you know, just trying to find bowls, but I can't find any bowls. So I'm looking for bowls. He's like, well, don't get stressed, mate. God. Meanwhile, overflowing. And Daisy walks by and they're like, oh my God, Daisy, it's overflowing. He's like, oh God damn, radio, radio, deck, deck, Daisy. Deck, deck, Daisy. The jacuzzi's about to overflow. And Alicia's like, oh my God, fuck me, I turned it on. She runs up there. What were you saying about deserving a second stew position?
I know. Exactly.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.